26 qualities of a devotee of Krishna. There are different lists in different places in Prabhupada's books. They list them differently. But you can write down, now you can write on the top right in sources. I mean, second canto, chapter 13, verse 26. Second canto, chapter 22, verse 78 to 80. Now, next one is, that means fourth canto, chapter 20, verse 16. Last one is fifth canto, chapter 18, verse 12. So these you can look and get some descriptions of the qualities and different listings. So I wrote down the different listings in different papers, and then I kind of consolidated, because they describe the same quality with different words. Number one, the first quality is kind to everyone. Okay, number two, peaceful. Then in brackets after peaceful, you can write this Sanskrit word, shant, which I think is the same as Hindi, shant. Shant. Number three, truthful. Then parentheses, satyasar. Satyasar. Three, number four is equal to all. Sanskrit is sama, S-A-M-A. Number five, faultless. Faultless. The Sanskrit is nidosh. Dosh means fault, so it's ni. Ni means without. N-I. Nidosh. Number six, magnanimous. That means vadanya. Vadanya means magnanimous. Number seven, mild. So what's the difference between mild and shant? That's a good question. Mild means mridu. Mridu. M-R-D-U, mridu, mild. Number eight, clean. Means physically clean and mentally clean, every way clean. But anyway, just clean, that's the quality. Shuchi, number nine, simple. That means saral. Saral? Saral. Number ten, grave. It means gambhir. Gambhir. Grave means serious, means different meanings, but it means very serious, sober, dira, but this means grave, gambhir. Number 11, does not eat more than required. Does not eat more than he needs or more than required. Required. And a short way to say that, you can put in brackets, balanced eater. Balanced eater. In other words, he doesn't eat too much, eat too little, he's balanced. Keeps his weight, he always weighs the same. And that Sanskrit or whatever is called, mita book. Number 12, self-controlled. Self-controlled. And the Sanskrit is vijita sadgun. Vijit means like conquering. Sad means six. Gun means qualities. Vijita sad gun. Number 13 is sane. Means he's not crazy. Sane means normal, sane. He's like, and that Sanskrit is apramatta. Apramat. Like matta. Mut, you know, mutta means crazy. M-A-T, mut. You say mut. In other words, he's free from craziness. So the quality is sane. Number 14, respectful. Respectful. In brackets, that means mannerly. He's mannerly. Good conduct, good behavior, good manners. In Sanskrit is manada. Manada. Da means to give, dadati, to give. Man means respect, regard. A manada. Number 15, compassionate. Compassionate. And that's Sanskrit is karuna. You say karuna or karuna. In Sanskrit they say karuna. Number 16, silent. Silent. Means moni. Means moni. He's a moni. Of course, silent doesn't mean not saying anything. It means only speaking about God and only speaking good things. Not speaking about movie stars and terrorists and all these things. Not wasting our speech on that. Silent to material bad things and talkative to good things. So the quality is silent. Number 16, silent. Number 17 is expert. A devotee is expert. Expert. And that's daksha. D-A-K-sha. Daksha. Number 18 is poetic. Poetic. Like poetry? That's kavi. K-A-V-I. Kavi. K-A-V-I. Kavi. That means, that's Sanskrit for, like Kaviraj or expert poet. And it's called kavya. And it's called kavya. Kavya means poetry in Sanskrit. So it's poetic. Number 19, friendly. Friendly. This quality is maitra. Number 20, steady. Steady. Brackets. In brackets. Fixed up in the absolute truth. Steady. Steady means... steady doesn't mean that you don't rock. This is rocking, right? I'm rocking. And steady means... but steady means fixed. Fixed in the absolute truth. Fixed in God. And then the Sanskrit is stira. Stir. Stir. Like Yudhisthira. And the Panchpandavas, Mahabharata. Arjun, Bhim, Yudhisthira, Nakul, Sahadev. So Yudhisthira was the king of the Pandavas. He was the eldest brother. Yudhisthira. He was very fixed in fighting war. Number 21. No material hankering. No material hankering. A devotee has no material hankering. Whatever he has, whatever God has given him, he's satisfied, he's happy. His mind is cool. No material hankering. Then in brackets, another way of saying this, he is indifferent to material acquisition. Maybe acquisition means to acquire. To acquire something, to get something, to collect something. Acquisition. He's indifferent. Indifferent means he doesn't care. Right? He is indifferent to material acquisition. He does whatever I have. And the Sanskrit for that is akinchan. You can say niskinchan or akinchan. Niskinchan, akinchan. And also another word is aniha. Aniha. 22nd is surrendered. He's surrendered to Krishna. A devotee is surrendered to Krishna and no one else. And this in parentheses, completely attached to Krishna. Because somehow the same quality is described in that way, another book. Completely attached to Krishna. And that's the Sanskrit is Krishna Sharan. Sharan is the same as Hindi, I guess, right? Surrender to my shelter means my shelter. Krishna is my Sharan, my shelter. I'm surrendered. Number 23. Charitable. Charitable, like charity. And that's also described as benevolent. And also a third definition is well-wisher. A devotee is a well-wisher of all everybody. A devotee is a well-wisher. He wishes well. He wishes good for humans and good for animals and good for nature and good for everyone. He's a well-wisher. And that Sanskrit is sarvopakaraka. 24 is he does not quarrel with anyone. No quarreling, no arguing, no fighting. He does not quarreling with anyone. That's another way of saying that. He is non-defiant. He doesn't defy anyone. Defy, non-defiant. The Sanskrit for that, not quarreling with anyone, is akrita droha. Droha means to revolt. Protest. Protest, revolt, to fight. And akrita means you don't do that or something like that. 25 is prideless. prideless. And you can also, another synonyms are meek and humble. Humility means humble. He's humble. He has humility, or he's a humble person. Very humble. So that's called prideless. And the Sanskrit is amani. There's man. Man means respect. We show respect to others. Man. But we ourselves are aman. Amani. I'm okay. I don't need any respect. Big seat, big puja, pratishtha. I don't need it. He's prideless. He's humble. He's meek. That's 25. Number 26, merciful. Or merciful. It's actually merciful. And the Sanskrit is kripalu. Kripalu. So that's the 26 qualities. And you can look in these sources, especially second canto of chapter 22, 78 through 80. And those tikkas or commentaries, purports of those verses describe these qualities. And also in Bhagavad Gita, I didn't mention, but Bhagavad Gita, some purports describe some of these qualities. So these are the 26 qualities of a devotee. And the very beginning of ISKCON, 1966, exactly what I'm doing now, Prabhupada did. Because I heard this on a tape. I was listening to a lecture from Prabhupada in 1966, which is 43 years ago. And there were about 8 devotees in ISKCON. There was one rented room. They rented one room. It was a store. It was a converted store. The store was converted into a temple. So it was called a storefront temple. And there Prabhupada sat with his eight disciples, Satsarup and Achyutananda and Brahmananda and Gargamuni and Hayagriva and Kirtanananda and Jadarani, like this, these early devotees. And he said, "Now I want to teach you the 26 qualities of a devotee. So please take out a piece of paper and write down these 26 qualities." So then they wrote them down. Then he said, I want everyone now to try to develop these qualities. You regularly look at this list of qualities, try to develop these qualities. And of course the descriptions, in those days there wasn't any books, hardly at all. And but Prabhupada he didn't really speak much, he just gave the list and he read them out. And we have our own idea about them. But you can look up in a dictionary also. Like, what is the difference between merciful and compassionate? So we can look in English under compassionate and see what it says. But you can also look in these sources, and if we have more time, which we don't right now, because we have to go to Radhakund. But you have the list. So Prabhupada would say, I want everyone to work on developing these qualities and pray to Krishna to develop these qualities. And then as a means of self-examination, the devotees, because one devotee told me about this also, Rupanuga Prabhu, because he joined later in 67, but they also did this later, that what would the Prabhupada told the devotees to do, you study these qualities, and then every once in a while take out a blank piece of paper and write down, now I'm going to write down the 26 qualities of a devotee. So you write, so you start thinking, yes, the devotee is humble, he's respectful, he's peaceful, he's compassionate, he's tolerant, all these things. And then you write down. And the devotees were saying that usually sometimes you get all 26, and many times you forget some, you miss a few. And invariably, the qualities that we forget when we're compiling this list from our memory, we're just taking a blank piece of paper and writing 1 through 26 and trying to write down all 26 qualities. Invariably, the qualities we forget are the qualities we don't have. The qualities that we don't have very much developed inside of us. So this is what some of the senior, older devotees told me, that because we think when we write down the qualities, we think about ourselves. Well, what qualities do I have? Am I silent? And this and that. So they write down. And then compile this list, and we see the missing qualities compared to the original list, and then we can try to work on developing those qualities. We forget to write down silent or moni. And so, yeah, that's right. The quality of silence, a devotee of Krishna exhibits the quality of silence by always speaking about Krishna, always speaking Harikatha. He doesn't waste time talking about politics and cricket and sports and all these useless topics, which have no real transcendental value or no real spiritual value. So why waste time? It's like, you know, wasting time. You have a job, and if you go to your job and sell the product, then every product that you sell, you get 20% commission. Right? So the more time you spend in the shop, and the more products you sell, the more money you make. So you should use your time wisely, not waste time. So if you're outside in the park with your friend, and he says, "You're supposed to be at work, isn't it?" "Yeah, but I'm just enjoying the day. It's a nice day, chit-chatting, playing chess with my friends." "No, but you're not making any money here. If you're in the shop, every time you sell a product, you'll make money. You'll get commission." "Oh, that's okay. So this is rather stupid to waste our time. We're not making any money, and we're just spoiling our time in the park, goofing off, as we say, goofing off, spoiling time." So the same thing, our life, our human life, we should not spoil our time, not waste our time. We should make profit. Profit means that we increase our awareness of God, and we increase our attachment to God, and we increase our service to God. Because speaking about glorifying God, Krishna's mahima, Krishna's glories, is very purifying for the whole atmosphere. It is a type of yajna, puja yajna. People invite purohits and brahmins and pandas to their houses to do Satyanarayan puja on Saturday, which is today. And they have Vishnu Yajna and Shanti Homa and all kinds of homas. And the Yajna is done in the house, and it purifies the atmosphere. The smoke, the mantras, the feet of the Brahman in the house, the invoking the presence of Vishnu and the demigods. So some purity comes, some peace actually comes. But the glorification of the Lord in kirtan and harikatha and pravachan, this is the most purifying. This is the greatest of yajnas. So to always speak about Krishna, this is silence. And this will purify our atmosphere, improve our minds, make our minds more peaceful, make our minds more happy, and ultimately attach us to God and increase our ability to remember God the more we speak about Him. So this is a very nice practice. I'm giving this to you, and you can put these qualities. You have a magnet. So you have a magnet. You put this paper on your refrigerator. And then you can look and ask your wife, or you can quiz each other. What are the 26 qualities? It's a reminder. We should be reminded. Respectful. What does it mean, respectful? Respectful means don't turn your cell phone on in class. And respectful means that, and you can think. And we'll look at the definitions that are given at another time and discuss these qualities more in length. But right now you can look up in the purports of these books, the sources that I gave, second canto, fourth canto, and maybe fifth canto. And also look in a dictionary. Dictionaries are also very informative. A good dictionary, a big size dictionary, you get lots of nice meanings. You look up the word compassionate. It says one who cares for the feelings of another, or one who wants to help another. There's nice definitions. Because a lot of these qualities seem very similar when you look at the list. But there's actually fine differences between each one. And when one does become a devotee and becomes a very advanced devotee, he's decorated. These are called sarubhushanam. These are the ornaments of a devotee. Kapila Muni mentions this in his teachings, Kapila Shiksha, third canto of the Bhagavatam. Tatikshva Krunika, Suridam Sarvadehina, Ajatashatrava Shanto, Sarubhushanam. He says to his mother, Kapila is a young boy, Kapila Muni, he's teaching his mother. He says, "Mother, Sadhu Bhushanam. These are the ornaments, the decorations of a sadhu. Just like a beautiful lady. A beautiful lady, when she's all dressed up, she has ornaments, alankar. She has earrings, and nose ring and lipstick and some coloring, and she has some jewels in her hair part, and she has rings and bracelets and bangles and necklaces and so many things, ornaments, decorations. So saintly people, devotees, Vaishnavas, Krishna Bhaktas, Narayan Bhaktas, Ram Bhaktas, they have also ornaments. Sarubhushanam. Sadhu Bhushanam. The ornaments of a saintly person. The ornaments of a sadhu. And the first one is Tatikshava. He's tolerant. Tatikshava Kurunika. We have this in our list. Karuna means compassionate. A sadhu is Tatikshava Kurunika. Suridam Sarvadehanam. We have that list. We have that also. Suridam Sarvadehanam means he's a friend of everyone. Sarvadeha. Sarva Sharir. He's a friend of all bodies. That's an interesting phrase. Suridam Sarvadehinam. Dehi. Dehinam, Hare Krishna. Dehinam means Sharir. Sharir means body. We say Sharir, right? Sharir means body. So the quality of a devotee is Suridam Sarvadehinam. Suridam means Suridhi. Suridam. A devotee is a heartly friend. He's a heartfelt friend to anyone who has a body. You can see. Very interesting. Suridam Sarvadehinam. Sarvadeha. So a bird has a body, a dog has a body, a cockroach has a body. They all have bodies. And a devotee is a friend to all of them. He gives prasadam to the ants. Right? There's a little charanamrita left somewhere in a cup, a few drops. So he puts some drops underneath the plant, then the ants can eat the charanamrita. Or he has some mystery. He makes some gulab jamuns. You know gulab jamuns? So then there's some sugar syrup. Sweet water, sweet syrup. And you offer the gulab jamuns to Bhagavan, then you take prasad. And then later there's this all the sugar syrup. There's also Mahaprasadam. And if you're in a temple and you're a brahmachari, then you'll just drink it. 3 liters of sugar syrup and become completely intoxicated. Because devotees do like that. They have a bucket. They have a balti full of 50, 60, 80 gulab jamuns. They're serving out Sunday feast. They serve all the gulab jamuns out. And what's left? Mahaprasad sugar syrup. What to do? Throw it out? Hey, it's Mahaprasadam. You serve it out, cups of it. Haribo. But if we don't want to do that, then what to do? We throw it down the drain? We pour it in a sink? That's aparad. We throw it in the trash? That's aparad. We take it outside to the ground somewhere, and we pour it on the ground. So many thousand ants come. Suridam Sarvadehinam. Suridam Sarvadehinam. Sadhu is friendly to everyone with a body. So the ants are all getting Mahaprasadam. So this Suridam Sarvadehinam, he has no enemies. He sees everyone equally. He's equipoised. One of our qualities was equipoise. He's respectful to everyone. So these are the qualities of a saintly person. So we can be reminded of these qualities and keep in our, if we're in our room, you know, you're a student, so you can put in your room on the wall somewhere and look at them. There's someone can type out these qualities, huh? And print them up and give them out to other people in your sangha and yourself also. Because I heard about this when I joined in 1975, because there are many, many Prabhupada disciples. There was only Prabhupada disciples. So the seniors told us about this. So this is a tradition. This is an old, old tradition. It was started with our Guru Maharaj in 1966. He introduced this. And this practice of writing out. So we were doing it in 1975, writing out. And I write down 21, 22, 23. Oh, it's 24. It's a silent, it's tolerant. It's, Krishna, what's that other quality, Krishna? I'm praying, what is that 25th one? Can't get it. Then I look at my list. Oh, this one. And then I write down. I look at my master sheet, my master list. Okay, 25, 26. Yeah, these qualities. I have to learn these qualities. So this is a nice practice. Self-improvement. God helps those who help themselves. Seeing the sincere desire, sincere effort, sincere desire to improve is a expression of love. If you have some love for your teacher, then you will try to improve your studies or try to improve your attitude or improve your performance. If you, I don't care about this teacher. She can go here, there, jump off a cliff. I don't care. So there's no love. Then if you have no love and no respect, then it's very difficult to perform. So Krishna is telling in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 10, verse 10, Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam pritipurvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam yena mam upayanti te. He says, I make the path to me is very easy. Upayanti. Upayanti means to go up, to go to Krishna. Progress towards Krishna. It becomes very easy if you have any love in your heart. Love is called priti. Priti, pyar, bhav, prem. This means love. If you have some love in your heart for me, for Bhagavan, Bhagavan ka priti, Bhagavan ka prema, something, not prem samudra, not bhava sindhu, bhav sindhu, but bindu, bindu priti, priti bindu, priti bindu, samaste, bindu, one drop of love. Have one drop of love for God. Then Krishna says, Tesham satata yuktanam. You can always, satata yuktanam. You can remain connected with me. Satatam yuktanam. Yuktanam means yoga, means connection. Sat means eternally. You can always remain connected with me. Satatam yuktanam. Bhajatam pritipurvakam. If you bhajan, priti, with some devotion. If you worship me with some love. If you care for me, if you have some love for me, and some respect for me, then you'll be connected with me. Because I will always give you intelligence. Dadami buddhi yogamtam. I will give you dadami, dadati. I will give buddhi. Buddhi means intelligence. I will give you the intelligence by which you can remember me and serve me and come to me. So our effort to write down this list and write it down repeatedly by rote and memorize these qualities, that is an expression of our respect for Krishna. That is an expression of our priti for Bhagavan, our love. Yes, Krishna, I love you. I'm trying to love you one drop, priti ek bindu. And I want to, these are the qualities of your devotees. I want to be your devotee. I want to be your lover. I want to be your servant, your loving servant. But I don't have these qualities. I'm proud. I'm always speaking nonsense. I'm not moaning. I'm not silent. I'm disrespectful, I'm proud, I'm intolerant, I eat too much, I don't control my senses. So I'm not a very qualified devotee, I'm not a very qualified bhakta because I don't have bhakta gun. I don't have the qualities of a devotee. Like we say, are you a qualified engineer? Yes. Okay, what are your qualifications? Yes, I have a PhD in engineering. Oh, I worked 10 years for Larsen Toubro. Oh, what's up? No. So well, these are your credentials, your qualities. So a devotee has these 26 qualities. So we try to develop these qualities and Krishna helps us. He gives us intelligence, buddhi. So this is why Prabhupada himself instituted this practice. Just write them down and keep the list, look at the list and pray to Krishna, please help me develop these qualities. And then Krishna will help because he reciprocates with a loving effort. If we have a loving effort to serve God, to serve the Lord, then he reciprocates. Gaur Premanandi, Hari Hari Bol, Hare Krishna. Any questions? The Sama is the quality, as it's told in the Gita, Vidya Vinaya Sampane, Brahmani Gavi Hashtani, Shuni Chaiva Sopakeja, Pandita Samadarshana. There's a verse in Bhagavad Gita. I think you know this verse. Vidya Vinaya Sampane Brahmani Gavi Hashtani Samadarshan. When one has spiritual knowledge, when one actually has spiritual knowledge, then he can have Sama. That name is there, Samadarshana. He can have the, it's called the, he can be equal visioned. What does it mean? It says, Brahmani Gavi Hashtani. Brahmani Gavi Hashtani Shuni Svapakicha. He sees equally. He sees a Brahmin, a cow, an elephant, a Svapacha, a dog eater, someone who eats dogs. Brahmani Gavi Hashtani Shuni Svapakicha. He sees whether one is a, he sees the dog, he sees the cow, guy, hati, the elephant, he sees the Brahmin. How does he see equally? He sees that in their heart, they are all Atma, Atma Drishti. Samadarshan, the quality of treating everyone equally, is saying, oh, he's a Brahmin, I should respect him. Oh, you're a dog eater, you're a chandala. Ah, get out from here. I kick you. This is not sama. We're respecting we may behave in different ways with different people. We may behave. We don't take our meals with chandalas. We take our meals with our varna, or with our proper higher class. Of course, when we take prasadam, when we're taking Krishna prasadam, everyone is equal. Everyone eats together. When they serve out Krishna prasadam, they don't say, okay, there's separate seating here for the Brahmins, there's separate seating here for the chandala. On the platform, spiritual platform, there's equality. On the spirit, because we're all spirit souls. We're all atmas. So when prasadam is served out, if you go to Anand Bazaar is where they distribute Jagannath prasadam in Puri. Inside the Jagannath temple, it's called Anand Bazaar. Who's there? Everyone is sitting there. Everyone's sitting together in Anand Bazaar. Everyone's sitting there. Brahmins are sitting there. Kshatriyas, Vaishyas, Shudras, Malechas, Yavanas, any kind of person. At least they're Hindus. They're all Hindus there. But they're all different types. And they're all taking Mahaprasadam. It's not that all Brahmins sit here. So on the spiritual platform, this is the equality. So when we have spiritual knowledge, we can see in the heart of I'm a big man. You're a little man. Get out of my way. I kick you. No, I should respect everyone, as we often teach. Respect. We say respect all, love all, serve all. So this quality of sama. What's the English? How does it say sama? It says equal to all. Equal to all is based on the vision of equality. On the material platform, there's no equality. One man is black in color, one man is white. One man is fat, one man is thin. One man is stupid, one man is intelligent. On the material platform, there's not equality. Right? Is there equality? They say they want equality on the material platform. It's impossible. All men are equal in the eyes of God, they say in America. All men are equal in the eyes of God means equal on the spiritual platform. We're all Atma. And inside our heart is the Paramatma. Atma Paramatma. So when we have spiritual knowledge, then we can actually apply this principle. Otherwise, hey, I'm a Kshatriya, wipe my shoes. And we see that oftentimes in people's houses. They have servants. They have young girls and boys. And they treat them like dirt. Hey, do this, that. You're a servant. I'm paying you. You're a laborer. This is all maya. This is ungodly. This is not divine. This is not divine. This is not proper. Everybody should be, they have their position. They're hired. They're working to clean and wash clothes and clean. But they have a right. They're spirit souls. I am part and parcel of God. They are part and parcel of God. I have some better karma, so I have intelligence, power, money, influence. Their karma is not so good, so they're working for me. They don't have much intelligence. They can't get much big money. It doesn't mean I treat them like a piece of stone. Because God is in their heart. God is watching. It's like Jesus said, he said, whatever you do to the least of my creation, that you do unto me. So there's no small man or big, in the eyes of God, there's no small man or big man. For example, you're a married person. Say you have 5 children, and one of those children comes out retarded. He's retarded. He's deaf and dumb. By karma, it happens. All your other 4 children are okay. They're healthy. Now that retarded child, you won't feed him? Will you feed him? Will you give him clothing? Will you try to educate him somehow and protect him? You will give him equal treatment to all your other children? I would think so. I would hope so, if you're a human being. So, in the eyes of God, everyone is his child. The Shudra, the Chandala, the Malecha, the Yavana, they're all children of God. Aham Bija Prada Pita, Sarva Pita, Sarva Jana Pita. The father of all living entities is God. Sarva Jana Pita. So he sees equally. He treats everyone equally. So when one is ignorant, when one is prejudiced, when one is foolish and stupid, then he is disrespectful, then he has his dualistic vision. I am special, you're not. You're my slave, you're my worker. I'm the boss. This is all maya. This is illusion. This is hankara, false ego, misconception, misunderstanding. So the quality of sama develops as we increase our spiritual knowledge, then our spiritual vision, then our appreciation of all life forms. Our appreciation of all life forms. What to speak about our appreciation of all human beings? Appreciation, love, and care. Then our society becomes very happy. Everyone's a mutual appreciation, mutual gratitude. High appreciates low, low appreciates high. The Shudra appreciates the respect he's given by the higher, by his boss. He appreciates the love and concern. He does his work, but he has his integrity and his pride, his position. He's not treated like a non-human being, like a machine, because his boss is enlightened. His boss is an actual human being with the qualities of spiritual vision and spiritual knowledge. Otherwise, I'm a big tiger. Ha! You're a deer. Watch out. Ha! It's all animal mentality, brute mentality. You're working for me. Shine my shoes. Get out. Ah! You go buy a biscuit. I eat Raj Bhog. I eat Chapan Bhog. You eat biscuit. This is not very enlightened. This is all false conception. This is not sama. In the Vedic times, everyone was enlightened. The Kshatriyas, the Vaishyas, everyone was God-centered and aware. And so the society was beautiful, peaceful. There was no riots. There was no walkouts. There was no strikes and petrol strikes, all these things. Because everybody was taken care of. Everybody was appreciated and grateful and looked after. Now it's dog-eat-dog, man-for-man, everyone for himself. No one cares about anybody. So sama is a very big quality. These are big qualities. These are qualities of a Krishna devotee. So we have to become a Krishna devotee to have all these qualities. If we become pure devotees of Krishna, then automatically these qualities manifest. To become a pure devotee, we must practice and try to develop these qualities. That's why Prabhupada introduced this practice of writing down these 26 qualities on a piece of paper. And this was in the first month of ISKCON. Those 8 devotees sitting with Prabhupada, they were all pure devotees? No. They did not have these 26 qualities. But Prabhupada wanted them to develop them, cultivate them, think about them, implement them, understand them. And at the same time, do bhakti bhajan. Because by chanting, hearing and chanting about Krishna and serving Guru, eating only Krishna prasad, we become purified. Our original spiritual nature awakens. Our original pure consciousness manifests. And when we have pure consciousness and our pure spiritual nature, then we have all these wonderful divine spiritual qualities. So I think I'll stop there because this time is less now. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Vaishnav Raja Sabhya Ki Jai. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.